Now, those are two names.
Are there any funny names for it, you know, if you were joking with somebody?
No, I don't guess so. That's Bob the funniest name, because that's all my mom and dad used to say, I got to go to the closet.
This is a kind of expression that some people use when they're talking. If you have had troubles and you were telling me about them, you could say, well,
I got problems, so something.
Yeah, do you have another word for it? I mean, I said, if you had troubles, like if you mm-hmm. if you were going to use I mm-hmm. for what I just said, mm-hmm. Instead of saying, my saying you, mm-hmm. you would say I.
I have problems. I got troubles.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, and this is another kind of a verb of that. What do you do with your ear?
Ear is here.
Okay. All right. Now, if you had a noise happen to you yesterday, you would have said that I
heard.
Yes. Okay. If it happened a lot of times, you could have said I
heard it. I heard it.
Yeah,
I guess that's what I would say.
Yeah, I heard it. Okay. All right, and here's one. I'm not sure whether you people say it down here or not. I asked if you know a person, and you've seen them around, mm-hmm. but you don't know him. So you could say no, but I.
I don't know him, but I've seen him or something like that.
Yeah, do you have any other expression for it?
Well, no, but let's say other than just what I don't know him, but I've seen him several times or something like that.
Yeah.
That's about the only
okay.
thing.
Okay. Would you have ever said I've heard of him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
That just crossed my mind. I heard, yeah, that's most things people would have seen, said, in the past, I've heard of him. That, like, that would be something like what my mother then would say.
Yeah, would they
I've heard of him.
They would say that word, that distinction.
Yeah.
Would they pronounce that word differently?
I don't think so. They would say I heard of him because
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't say maybe I've seen him or around or something like that.
It's the
they
same
just say,
word,
uh-huh.
but you can pronounce it a different mm-hmm. way. They wouldn't have done that.
Well, I believe that's what they would have said. I've heard of him.
All right. Sometimes, you know, they say down there, I hear tell of him.
Yeah, they say things like that too.
Yeah, they
have said, and not only them, you know, other older people that,
yeah.
that I, you know, that I know.
And how do they pronounce it?
I've heard of him or something like that. That's what they would say. Well, maybe someone would say it a little bit worse, but maybe I can't say it exactly like they say it, but they would say, I heard of him or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes, this is going to be a hard one for me to get you to say without telling you exactly what it is. If you're asking a person or maybe one of your kids, you are going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is going to be.
You've got a little bit more to say, but and you're asking a question. You are going.
Well, was it specify any particular thing or just anything?
No, it's not a specific thing. Like you're just talking about general. You know where they're headed,
mm-hmm.
and you know why, and you want to be sure they're going. So you say you are going.
You are going to the football game, aren't you? How
That's it, aren't you? Okay. All right.